Madam Rabbeisai, lessons from the late Parshas Bo. Why did I come to Eretz Yisrael for the year? What's the malos of Eretz Yisrael? Why did you choose Eretz Yisrael? I want to dedicate this year for a complete refuah shleima. Baruch Hashem, my father-in-law, Tzvi Ben Pesha, had a wonderful surgery with the great Chasdei Hashem. And hopefully his recovery will go well. Amen. Ken Yeratzon. I also want to also daven for refuah shleima, for obviously, as we always say, all the cholim in all the different places that need a refuah shleima, and specifically for Yecheskel David ben Fega Esther. Rabbeinu Shlom sent him refuah shleima b'soch shar choli Yisrael. Many years ago, when I was your age, many years ago. So I had to come home for Pesach, as it would be. I wanted to, of course, stay as much as I could in Eretz Yisrael. My grandmother was sick at the time, and I came home. And we went away to a hotel, and in this hotel, they had a symposium of people who had been Shana Aleph, specifically those that were currently in Shana Aleph or had been to Shana Aleph, and they were to speak about Eretz Yisrael at the symposium. As you guys know, I love speaking, so that wasn't a problem. And some chutzpahdik person who was at least double my age, if not more, so I was going to be the chutzpahdik person, so he said the following thing: "Hey, I got a question for you. What's this thing about going to Israel for the year? I don't get it. Why can't my son learn in Queens? There are great yeshivas in Queens. Why Eretz Yisrael?" And unfortunately, I could not control myself. And I flipped out. And I said to him, "I assume you're kidding. And I assume you're, you know, Orthodox. And I assume you know that ain't Torah Ketoris Eretz Yisrael. I'm sure you know the Bereishis Rabbah that says on the Pasuk that speaks about Eretz Yisrael, that speaks about Haaretz. So the Bereishis Rabbah says, the Zahav Haaretz, says the Bereishis Rabbah, talking about Haaretz, right? So obviously not necessarily, but he says, oh, Melame she'ain Torah Ketoris Eretz Yisrael. V'ain Chachma Kechachma Eretz Yisrael. Do you not know that, Mefurish?" And the guy was gotten very upset. So I continued, and this time more in English, and I said, "Eretz Yisrael, I mean, come on. It's where we belong. How can you say the Torah is different?" And I said the following thing, and this really got him quiet. I said, "I can't explain it to you, but I've been learning in Eretz Yisrael now for a good few months. And I can't explain it to you, but it's just different. It's just different learning Eretz Yisrael compared to anywhere else." That's what I said to him. And you know, after that, what are you going to say? I can't explain it. It's just different. Pasuk says in this week's parasha, we're supposed to remember the Exodus of Egypt. We're supposed to remind ourselves all the way at the end of the parasha, Yud Gimel. Perek Yud Gimel says, Hatem Yoitzim, you should always remember, B'chodesh Aviv, you're going to leave Mitzrayim. And now that you leave, Hayaki Yevichar, Hashem El Aretz, Hashem El Aretz, Hakanani, Ve'achiti, Yamamori, Ve'avusi. Hashem Shvala was saying, Latet, Lach, Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash, Ve'avartas Avoda Hazot, B'chodesh Hazah. Speaking to the Avoda of, obviously, Eretz Mitzrayim, the Korban Pesach maybe. So, what is the connection here? We know, obviously, Eretz Yisrael is mentioned many times. We know that, you know, that's the final stage, the final goal. The whole point of getting out of Mitzrayim is to reach Eretz Yisrael one day. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was so sad, for he could not enter. That was the final goal. He couldn't enter. He could only go up on the Har and see Eretz Yisrael. It says the Chavetz Chaim something beautiful. So Chaim says, "Atorah ve'Eretz Yisrael, heim min ha'kinyonim shekana Kodesh Baruch Hu ba'olama." Yachasim zulazu. Who be yachas hanefesh, hi ha-Torah, v'ha-guf, ze Eretz Yisrael. Says the beautiful interpretation of the Chafetz Chaim, because the whole Pesach experience is that of Eretz Yisrael, but it's the Torah. All these chukim mishpatim, all these different laws of the Torah about Eretz Yisrael, all have to do with the yachas, the connection of Eretz Yisrael. Because Torah and Eretz Yisrael are bound together. The nefesh, the neshama is the Torah. The guf is Eretz Yisrael. Hanefesh bilvad ein yochel lekayem. Laguf yitzricha ve'akuch ba'atzmo. Hu ragav afar min adama ve'nefesh yizakuk. Both of them need each other. They need this relationship in order to exist. Torah needs Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael needs the Torah. Nishma Yisrael, he had Torah Kedosha, and the Neshama that Yisrael is the Torah Kedosha, the Gufa he Eretz Yisrael. Betach says the Chofetz Chaim, ain't ha Neshama Yicholitz Kayim below Guf, below ha Mitzvah Sluis Baretz, Yevsha the Kayim Levad Eretz Yisrael. Just like we have a mirrored of mitzvahs that you can only do here in Eretz Yisrael, many of which you can actually do even without the Beis HaMikdash now. You, those who have the schus to go to the farm, not so far away from here, there are many mitzvahs at Tuluyas Baritz you're able to do. It could be, I remember when we first moved here, so there was, Ramat Shila was but a dream. It was Nebuch. It was, you know, like one of these stories you see in the black and white movies of 1948. It was bad. You know, in order to get to the yeshiva, I had to jump down this little mountain, because obviously I wanted to take the shortcut, and there were no steps that were going up. It was bad. Baruch Hashem, things changed. And I remember going into my backyard, and there were all thorns, and So one day I decided, you know, I'm going to work the land. And I was out there, and I was sweating. It was the summer, and I was sweating just to try to at least get the thorns out so my kids can play in the backyard. And there was a neighbor from the top, happened to be an American. If I'm not mistaken, I actually think it was Rev Steve's wife. And she felt really bad for me. And she said to my wife, she says, oh, not all the time. You could see Mamish, the working of the land of Eretz Yisrael. This is it. I think about it, you know, like this is scary, but nobody's worked this, that land, okay? That land hasn't been worked for probably 2,000 years. This is new land that never was founded. It's pretty scary. I was trembling when she told me this thought. Begolos ain't kol ma'amad l'amenu, Cain. Osir lanu l'shavet b'makam acher. Osir lanu l'shloach b'michzer b'kinyan yodav. Where else can you be but Eretz Yisrael? If I just told you that it's Lev and Nefesh is together, where else can you be? This is the Chafetz Chaim talking. I'm not saying this. I'm not Nefesh and Nefesh. I'm not talking. This is the Chafetz Chaim. This is where we belong. Chaim b'kiyum. Aval be'eretz Yisrael below Torah. Hipsiatz karka. Guf below neshama. They both have to go together. It quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya. There's no question about it. They tell a story in the name of Reb Dessler. Reb Dessler came at a later age to Eretz Yisrael, famous Michtach Mi'Eliyahu. And Reb Dessler, who was just an amazing and quite well-known Mashkiach, went to the Panovich Yeshiva. And he has a mimer about Eretz Yisrael in his Michtach Me'Eliyahu, which we'll read in a moment. But the story is told that when he came here, so he spent most of his time in his new job in the Panovich Yeshiva. And he spoke about the malus of Eretz Yisrael, the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. I quoted the Bereishis Rabbah before. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Pei Hei, who says something really amazing. Rav Zeira, who for most of his life was in Bavel, he said that when he made Aliyah for 500 days, the Gemara says, he fasted in order to forget the Torah of Bavel. Very strange Gemara. But the idea, if we just learned it in the Shama and the Guf together, ain't Torah Ketori Eretz Yisrael. Gemara Bava Basa Kufn and Chet, Sha'avir Be'eretz Yisrael Mechakim, it makes you smarter. What does that mean exactly? If you take it with the Chafetz Chaim, it makes a lot of sense. So he kept speaking about the Malus. So Talmud went to him and said, Rebbe, You haven't even seen the breadth and width of beautiful Eretz Yisrael. How can you say all these great things about Eretz Yisrael? He says, all I can tell you is, I had questions on Gemaras and Tosfos and Rashbas and Ritz. It took me 2 weeks being here, I was able to answer all the questions. A sugya that would take me a month here takes me a week. I can't explain it. As I said before, I can't explain it. Says Rav Dessler, I don't think this is in the English part. Says Rav Dessler, page 194 in Chelek Gimel. Gam b'divrei Chazal al Eretz Yisrael, aleinu lahavin kalpei madragot hashonot, mitfarshim ba'ofim shonim. Eretz Yisrael eino rak makom al mapat haolam. It's not just something that you have a really hard time trying to find. I don't know if you know what a globe is. You know what a globe is? The little circle thing. They still have them? No? Okay, thank you. And I always play a game. I like to, whenever I see a globe, because you don't see them a lot anymore, I always try to see if Eretz Yisrael is on it and they haven't put Palestine on it. So one time I was in a 99-cent store. This is really not a good story. And I was in a 99-cent store. No, what do I expect? And they had one of those cushy balls. So I picked it up and I looked. I looked really carefully. I looked up. They were able to fit. They couldn't fit the word Egypt. They couldn't fit the word Jordan. They didn't have Syria. It said Palestine. Only Palestine. I was very upset. So I went to the Pakistani owner. Not a smart idea. It was Sayyidina Yisrael. And I said to him, this is horrible. I'm not going to buy this product. And he had a choice few words for me. But he said, call the company. What do you want me to do? It's not my phone number. And I called the company. And they, some map come out, and they said, you're right, we're sorry, blah, blah, blah. I don't know who I called. I don't know, they at least they apologized. He says, it's not just a place in the world. Elahi madrigot kedusha, it's kedusha. Ha'adam azorchel yidei devekus baruchnius, like the Chavetz Chaim said. It's a place you go to be dovak, like glue to ruchnius. There's a special conduit of Kedusha here, of holiness. I can't explain it to you. It's on a high level. Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael mushpat l'chol ha-madregot b'midam yishamet. V'afilu l'achar mitaso zocha adam kfura. How amazing Eretz Yisrael. People are struggling to get here. After they die even, because they know that the chiper atmaso, the kshayla, the poiskim, you know, if you should be buried in Eretz Yisrael, okay, fine, not for now. But, says Rav Dessler, even after you're dead, there's some sort of kapar with having the offer. I believe in Chutz La'aretz, when you're buried, the Chaver Kedusha will pour a little bit of dirt that they take from Eretz Yisrael. At least you should have that kapara. Hashefa kedusha shefa klusha she'ein rishima kamat nikar. It's something special. I can't explain it. Kigon, for example, he writes, "Kishemavchinim anu shekan mishpia limud hamusa yotel alalev." There's more. The musa works better here. Gam anu b'ktenu yacholim b'hargish et hashefa kedusha shel Eretz Yisrael. Kisha ani ba'al el eretz ha-kedosha, ani margish b'ba'ur. It's obvious. It's shekan yoter kal l'lmod musar, u'le'orer etz libi. It's just easier to learn musar. It's easier to be ma'orer, to wake up. Mekan margish kan et asate d'shmaya b'limanatar. And I see what's called the asate d'shmaya, the heavenly assistance in this area. That's what Eretz Yisrael is. And that's why the Pasuk talks about Cholov and Dvash, because they're intertwined with all the mitzvahs, because it's really supposed to be done here in Eretz Yisrael. We won't refer to the Ramban, Kilo Ein Elocha, if you do the mitzvahs. It's like practice. It's not talking about practice, but it's saying, this is where it's action. This is where it is, because this is Eretz Yisrael. This is the Ruchnius. This is the place in the Neshama. Shir Hashirim, the Pasuk says, actually, Hafuch, talks about Eretz Yisrael. And it says, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, Davosh V'chalov Tachas L'shonich. So there's a whole Devar Torah there. I don't want to bore you and tell you that. But there's this idea, maybe the Davash comes first, the sweetness of the Torah has to come first, you have to have the sweetness first. The Chalav is more the the day-to-day learning. Whereas in Eretz Yisrael, maybe it's a little bit different. First, you have to build up the land, then we have the sweetness. But the Medrash Tanchuma on that pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, it was at Matan Torah when the Bono Shalom was Koyfer Aleim Hargi Gizm, and Nashem and Ishmael, we'll do whatever you want, Hashem. He says, I'm going to give you Dash and Vash and Chalav. I'll make you feel the Torah in such a beautiful way. And isn't it beautiful that last week's parasha we had the reference of Eretz Yisrael as a Morasha, not a mere inheritance, a heritage. Where else? There's only one other place the word Morasha is used. Torah Tzivalana Moshe, Morasha Kivas Yaakov. Torah and Eretz Yisrael are connected to each other. Ela Tikru Morasha, Gemara says, Me'urasa, we're married. They're intertwined to each other. Rav Kook writes in Aris HaTorah, Al Yishav Adam She'efshar Lichyos Chaim Ruchanim Beli Or HaTorah. Don't think you could be a Ruchnius person without the Or of the Torah. Just like Hashem She'efshar Lichyos Beli Or Vavir. You can't live without breathing. You can't live without Muslim Mishnah. Oh, Yosef Yosef, you can't live without Torah. You can't get Ruchnius without it. It doesn't make any sense. That's what life is about. And you feel this so much. I'm sure you experience this here in Eretz Yisrael. The experiences that you have, the people who you talk to. Oftentimes it's the person who seemingly doesn't look religious. I had workers come to my house today. We had some closets put in. Thank you, Mom. And we had two individuals who came. And it was like, we were on the phone with them all day. They're, you know, screaming at us what time they're coming. And they, we better be there. If you're not there, we're going to run. Go away. Okay, fine. So we're trying to think what these people look like. So the guy comes out of the car. He's a chassid, mamish, long beard, white beard. And the second guy, Russian guy, no yarmulke, whatever. So the chassidish guy, I don't know, wasn't talking much. I tried to get him up in conversation, wasn't talking much. The other guy was a bit more of a talker. So I said to him, it's amazing. I was giving him a yishkarich, how quickly you're able to put these things together. It's unbelievable. It's like, you know, for us, you know, like a Lego. It's unbelievable. So he said, he says, yeah. He says, I'm actually a mumcha b'zeh. I know what I'm doing. But you know who knows what he's doing more than even me? I said, who? Ribbono Shel Olam. Shehu yodea machshavot adam b'libo. And he starts going on, I'm like, whoa. Starts starting psukim. The other guy didn't even quote psukim. I was unbelievable. Exactly. Wow. That's the idea. We have these experiences. You know, I once had, I went to get, every year, you have to get your car tested, go to the inspection place. So it's always a fun outing for me. Some people are rich and they pay a guy to do it. I like to do it myself because every year it's good for my ego because they always scream at you when you're there. And especially if you're American, they see you wearing Tommy Hilfiger, they start screaming at you, Mata, no me vilti! Because they'll whisper something. They'll say, like, what? Atalomivin. I said neutral. You know, I'm like, no, I can't hear you because you're whispering. Fine. So I go there this year. And the guy says to me, my Hebrew name, Daniel. Not my real name, but okay, we spoke about this a little this year. And he says, Daniel. Not wearing a yarmulke. He says, Choshev ze shem tenachi, nachon? And I'm like, whoa, this guy's totally, where's this guy living? How does he not know? Like, okay, in America, you know, your typical American Jew might not know, but this guy doesn't know. I'm like, Ken, Daniel, Gana, right? And all of a sudden, boom, he starts reciting verse for verse all of Daniel. And you know, most of Daniel's in Aramaic. And he goes, look, shouldn't we say it? I'm like, oh my God. The guy was kidding me, of course. He knew all of Daniel by heart, of course, even though he wasn't wearing a yarmulke. Guy's 60 years old, of course he knows Daniel by heart. Come on, stop it, you know? Okay. You're here the year in Israel because of the Torahs of Eretz Yisrael. You chose Eretz Yisrael, obviously on purpose, to understand that Chadhu, the Torah and the mitzvos are chadhu. The Torah and Eretz Yisrael are chadhu. They exist together. They can't be alone. And sometimes you have to leave. I understand. And you have to go for an education. And sometimes you have to do it. I understand. But this is the ultimate goal. This is the place where you belong. And should you think, Rabbi Hartson just gave a shiur and he said we don't have to learn Torah anymore if we leave Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yonatan Eshet says, V'lo me'eber ye'layam parshas nitzavim. He says, Midubar, what does it mean, Eber Layam? You shouldn't think that, you know, it's far out. Midubar al Yisrael. Kishem Begolos. B'nei Yisrael, and they're sitting in Golos. Shelo Yomar, ki ain roi la Torah. There's no Torah. We said, ain't Torah, ki Torah, Eretz Yisrael. Don't think you don't have to learn the Torah. El mi shadar be'Eretz Yisrael. I only have to learn Torah from Eretz Yisrael. He says, no, you still have to learn the Torah. But realize, it's not as good. It's not as good. That's why you're here for the year. To get the goodness. Why do you see all these return and learn people coming back? As Rabina used to say, succumb to recharge the batteries. They're coming to recharge their batteries. What do you mean? Why can't they recharge their batteries? Sit in the YU base medrash. Right? Oh, they want to be super from? Go to the base medrash Gavoa, BMG. Go to Lakewood. I don't know. You think that's more holy? I don't know. I don't think so, but okay. So sit in the YU base medrash. Why not? Ain't Torah Kedoros Eretz Yisrael. They're recharging the batteries, not just seeing their Rebbe, not just having the food that they had when they were young, not just sitting in their Malka, because it's the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. It makes you smarter. Rav Dessler said. And ultimately, I can't explain it. I just don't understand. When I come here, I just feel at home. It's your neshama talking. It's your neshama saying, Tati, this is where I belong. This is where I should be. Take advantage of this concept and idea. And if you're in America, if you're in Canada, if you're in England, whatever you're in, and you're listening to this, and you're saying, but I'm stuck here. It's okay. Still learn the Torah, still do the mitzvos. But make a plan. This is not an Aliyah speech. Make a plan to when am I visiting Eretz Yisrael next? We'll get to, you know, Aliyah speech for later, another time. But when do I plan to go to the place where the Nesham and the Guf are together? Right? You land in Eretz Yisrael and they go, ah, the Guf and the Nesham are so happy. Thank you. Because this is the place that you belong. And Mirtz Hashem, with that, if we can combine the Torah and Eretz Yisrael together, Chadu, so of course we'll have the ultimate, what we're looking for, Bias, Mashiach Zidkenu, with the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash and that ultimate, whoa, feeling, when the Neshama could finally be its ultimate happy state. Eretz Yisrael, Torah's Eretz Yisrael, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, mitzvos, and the Shechina HaKadosh sitting in the place it belongs in the Beis HaMikdash. Amen.